We are back on Wyoming Beach Sports Talk today. And, you know, let me use a better choice of words, you know, instead of dormant, use the word holding pattern.
Let's feel good about what we're doing.
Well, yeah, you know, because, again, I think here we on 1400 Care would love to see the stamps back. I'm hoping the city feels the same way, too.
Absolutely.
And, again, both sides need to come together, but also, too.
Well, and it sounds like both sides have come together, at least talk with you, Eric, and also to Marcus, pass along information that negotiations at least have been ongoing. Some positives have come out of it, at least I do believe. Just give us a little insight. I think you mentioned that you did, at least the city, offer the Cheyenne Stampede at least a renegotiation at least this past weekend, correct?
Yeah, well, we didn't really offer renegotiation. That's a good one for the city council.
Okay,
so to be clear, I can't really offer a renegotiation. What I can do is give him some data to support why we should reduce the ice prices, to support the program. And again, where the city has the ice priced is very, very compatible and competitive with everybody else. But in good faith effort to try to recreate and co-create an opportunity, I think that's what we're really trying to do. In the meeting we had with Mr. Lance and Mrs. Lance, in trying to figure that out, we really had a conversation about 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. ice time, because you can really discount an ice time that has no value whatsoever in terms of usage.
Right.
Okay, so you may have a conversation where some folks come in, maybe it's a latchkey program or a homeschool program, that says, I'd like to be on the ice at 2:30 in the afternoon. And we had that conversation where we said nobody really wants that time. I don't know that we've really defined what the facility looks like, because we've always gone with the same flow. So we came up with a 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. ice time for $115 an hour. Now, the pushback on that was, geez, it's really hard to get my players to want to do that. And my thought process was, hey, you know, I know a lot of kids who swam who had to be at the pool at 5 a.m. A lot of kids who did, you know, intramural sports had to be there at 5 a.m. So I kind of frowned on that, especially when we're also talking about 18, 19, 20-year-olds that they can get up. It's time to get in the real world and join us as working folks that have to get up and do things. And so there was an opportunity there. I don't know if that's going to be what he actually takes up as the primary offer, but that's significant savings to the Stampede. And I think that it's a really good olive branch across the table. The other part of it was, if he didn't want to go that route and he wanted to remain exactly where he was at, I felt confident that in looking at the numbers, we could do basically like a $15 an hour decrease in the practice time, $15 an hour decrease within the game time. Now there's a little bit of uniqueness there, because before that, the city of Cheyenne has just kind of operated the concessions with high school kids and whoever wants to apply, and we let it run through. We've redeveloped that as well with a concessionaire opportunity. And so we're really taking a look at how can we reduce the subsidy, but also be able to subsidize some of these programs so that we're not raising those ice prices. And so, again, you know, we're not perfect at what we're doing, and we're not claiming to be perfect at what we're doing, but we're definitely trying to take a look at everything that it takes to make a program successful, whether it's the city or the user.
Well, and then again, too, this will go back to the newspaper article then, you know, where, and again, on the social media, she got blasted, the mayor got blasted for a comment that might have been taken out of context in the paper. Don't know. But the point is, with the situation that I'm hearing from you right now, is the city says, hey, we don't want to lose the stamps. We see their value to the property. Because again, too, you know, at this time of year where the ice is gone, yep, and now we cover it up, and we could have chamber events out there. We can have home and garden shows, and
some boxing.
Yeah,
some good fights coming up this Friday.
But also, too, I mean, you got to be real honest with me, Eric. I mean, the way this building was constructed, I mean, you know, not enough seats.
It's like a wonderful ski lodge, and it's missing the other half.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I mean, I kind of feel for the stamps, too, because if they do have that situation where they're going to fill up, you know, you have to throw folks on the floor, which is, I guess, okay, you know, up against
the
wall.
Well, hey, Nick and I, Nick and I were having that conversation. No, we want to be against that glass.
But I'm just saying, though, you know, I mean, I look at this facility, and it was done wrong right out of the get-go. But, you know, now that it's in that stage where the stamps won't be back on the ice until August, I'm liking what I'm hearing here, especially from you, where it's like, hey, no doors are closed, everything is open. Now it's just a matter of, you know, dotting an I, crossing a T, and trying to make things perfect for
both
sides.
And again, keeping in layman's terms as well, too, of, hey, you know, city is working with you, Stampede, but you need to work with us. Hey, we can't give you the ice time for free.
Right.
But again, here's a reasonable price, at least, of what our stats are finding, or at least of here's what we can do for you where we're not losing as well.
And that's right. And I want to go back to a couple things. One, you're 100% right. When the building was designed through the partnership, they had to cut corners somewhere and to get it done. And, you know, you can tell where the corners were cut, but it's a great facility for what we can get based on it, based on the fact the taxpayers voted no. They didn't want an ice rink. And here we are, you know, we have an ice rink now, and so we got to make do with what we have and recreate those opportunities. But I think we're very lucky to have it. There's a lot of communities that would love to have an ice rink, and we're fortunate to have that. We're fortunate to have a junior hockey league. We're fortunate to have kids playing on the ice and learning the competitive side of that and growing. And so, you know, it's been a good thing for our community. Now if we can just get the supporters, the people who really want to support the Stamps, as you would say, to get out there and fill those seats. You know, we had a conversation about season tickets, you know, in that meeting and trying to get folks to buy season tickets. And that really shows and demonstrates the support. The anecdotal conversation of saying, I'm super bummed to see the Stampede go. Oh, that's right. And I'm not going to go to the games the rest of this year. That speaks volumes. And I think that when we want people to support something, they need to get out there and they need to participate in it. And you got to like it. You know, as we said, get against the glass and understand the game and find the passion within it. You know, baseball is the same way and football and everything else. It's what the community belief and buy-in is that's going to make the program successful.
Well, you know, I look at my situation. If I don't have advertisers, I'm out of business.
You're right.
And I would think of the case of the Stamps, and this is what would have to, again, go hand in hand with the city. What is the city willing to offer the Stampede? And I think you mentioned in our early part of our conversation, but those boards. And again, I think back to the day prior to mayor or becoming the mayor of Cheyenne, where there was a bunch of the boards that they had sold to various customers. And again, I don't know what the Kasin administration was receiving out of that.
Sure.
But my question is to you, what's to say that the city does not or does allow the Stamps to come back with that? Because I know in Mark's case, similar to me, he needs advertisers as well, too. And I know he has a marketing person or himself going to various people saying, hey, I need for you to do this. Similar to what we see out of Powers Field. And again, you see out of Powers Field, from left field to right field, whether it's Post Six or the Mustangs, you got sponsorships all across the outfield.
Yeah, it's kind of like comparing apples to pork chops. I'll be honest with you, when you talk about baseball and how that goes down, we collect player fees and, you know, practice fees, game fees, field fees, and then we run concessions and all those different pieces and connections that go with that. But then at the same time, no, we don't collect any money from the advertising. That's done by the baseball organizations themselves. Uniquely to that, though, at the same time, it doesn't cost as much to operate a baseball field as it does to operate an ice facility. And so, again, apples to pork chops, it could be fun, and it's still the same kind of thing. It's sports, and we all want to have them in our community. But again, they have a following. I think that also speaks volumes that if they're able to get out there and get that advertising sold, the same thing can happen for the Capitals, the Stampede, anybody else who wants to sell advertising on the ice. It's absolutely achievable. I really believe that by getting participation numbers up again, for the Stampede would be a huge piece, a huge beneficial piece to them. And I would encourage anybody that's approached to, because my understanding was they were going to sell season tickets and try to save that. I would encourage anybody, if you really believe in your community, you really believe in what they stand for and what the Stampede does for the community in return, to support them. Be a season ticket holder. Get out there and watch the show.
Right. And I think the city would agree, though, with the Stamps that they do a lot of community service.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever been a question. You know, I think, again, it goes back to the relationship they built within the community and the relationship they want to continue to have. I think now is the time for Mark to reach across the table to those people as well that he's been so generous in helping out and building that relationship with the organization and the other nonprofits in the community to really support them. Take a look and make it happen.
And as I hear you, Eric, and Nick, I don't mean to interrupt you, but as I hear you, it sounds like you are – and again, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but what I'm hearing is you're very open to a lot of, you know, you want to see the Stamps on the ice. You want to see, you know, WHL hockey here, WHSL.
WSHL. There you go, Western States Hockey League.
Yeah, Western States Hockey. But you want to see that.
We'll take an Avalanche team if the city can support it.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, my case right now, I'm just tired. I've been working many hours here today. But my point is you want to see that brand of hockey stay in this community because it has been here for, you know, what, 6-7 years
now. But also, too, again, it shows a good respect or at least again, wherewithal for the city of Cheyenne, and again, for yourself, Eric, where you do recognize, at least, where it's not falling on deaf ears of the community service, again, the following that the Stampede have, again, what they do for the city of Cheyenne. Again, it hasn't fallen off deaf ears, at least in the kind of government side of things with the city of Cheyenne. You do understand that as well.
Absolutely. You know, here's a very important piece to keep in mind, and we're willing to do whatever we can to help organizations. We don't negotiate their contracts for them. The mayor's office has nothing to do with the contract. Recreation Events does not write their contracts for them. They're part of that conversation. And mm-hmm. so the participants who want to rent ice time from the city, that's entirely on them, the outcome of that. If it's something they need to push back on, they can take that in front of the council and get that pushback. You know, my advice always is that anytime you look at an operation, you really align your business plan to what the business plan supports for the city entity as well. You have to understand that it's two-part user programming, A and B, and they're the B and we're the A, but they can work together, and I think you should work together. Otherwise, you lose those opportunities and you lose those great experiences and the support for other things in the community as well.
Well, you know, you look back to the original plan of the Icon Center where they put in, what, laser tag back in the day?
I think it's still there.
It actually is doing very well, believe it or not. They've got everything up and running finally, and works well.
And you have the golf course out there, the putt-putt golf course.
Revamped last summer.
So, and again, too, I mean, if you are going to market the Ice and Events Center, and that's exactly what it should be, Ice and Events Center. So mm-hmm. part of the ice would be, hey, here's our featured player, which would be the Stamps, and again, too, it's a place for young and old to come. So, like I said earlier, it sounds like from you, and as you're speaking on representing the city here, it sounds like the city doesn't want the Stamps to go bye-bye, and right now it's just a matter of...
It's kind of finding that common ground with one another, or at least kind of finding a happy medium where we're happy, you're happy as well, too, and let's make this, you know, a perfect relationship between
and
both.
It sounds like you're almost there.
Very close. Very close.
Anything else you want to add, Nick?
I think we got all, at least from Eric, at least, and again, we will at least hopefully tomorrow get at least a response from at least owner GM Mark Lance on his, again, your thoughts. Again, thank you so much, Eric, at
Absolutely.
Least coming in and, again, giving the city at least side of the story.
Well, and one final thought. Are these year-to-year contracts, so to speak, for the Stamps?
No, the Stamps have a two-year agreement. They're going into year two on this agreement. And that's, again... We were kind of surprised. We found out in the mayor's office that the conversation of the Stampede potentially going dormant, we got that from the press and Facebook. We didn't get that from the general manager himself. And so after that came to fruition, as far as I know, that's when we started asking some questions with Rec and Events staffing and trying to figure out what was going on. I'm not really sure at what point in time the mayor and Mr. Lance had an initial conversation, but I'm the one that reached out and said, hey, we'd like to have you come in. It's time to have a meeting. Let's find out what's going on. And I think we're heading on the right path, you guys. Really and truly, I do. Support your Stampede.
All right, sounds good. Eric, thank you so much. Appreciate
you
coming
guys.
In. And again, City of Cheyenne Chief of Staff coming here, offering his opinion on what's going on here. With
strictly opinion.
Opinion and insight as well, too, from the city
side.
Well,
you know, again, his opinion. And that's, what we're hearing are opinions about this. And it's between the city and the Cheyenne Stampede to put pen to paper, get this all done. And if the Stampede would like to stay here, it sounds like the city wants them to stay.
Absolutely.